Read the questions.
Example.
Here in Finland, people drink so much milk. Usually, especially grown-ups, don't drink milk, like a glass of milk. Maybe I've seen people like drinking milk in the morning, perhaps. But they'll drink milk here at lunch and dinner with their meal instead of water or juice or tea, like milk, straight up cow's milk, and it's super weird.
Extract number one.
I'm very used in America to using a car every day to do everything. Go to work, go to the supermarket or whatever. Like, just the thought of having to take a bicycle anywhere, I don't think that's even possible where I'm from in Panama. Like, we don't have bike lanes, so you know.
Extract number two.
Panama is always between 30 and 32 degrees Celsius. You know, it's very stable weather, and it's very warm. Hot. It's not warm. It's hot. So for me, a hoodie was already kind of like a jacket. I would put it in the category of a jacket. But when I came here after going through winter and autumn and spring and summer, I have come to know that there are so many different kinds of jackets and types of weather and...
Extract number three.
If you're a doctor or a nurse or a teacher or, you know, whatever, it really doesn't matter what industry you're in unless you're a politician. Like, I have seen people in every type of, like, profession with super colorful hair, piercings, even tattoos on their face, necks, whatever. And that is awesome. Because who cares, you know? If you want to go in pajamas to work, sure, why not?
Extract number four.
It is so easy to become independent from your parents here. It's ridiculous. Like, people go to college and they'll already get their own student apartment or whatever, like, since they're 18 or 19. Back in Panama and in a lot of countries in Central America, and I think now in the US, it's becoming more and more frequent, that you just stay with your parents for as long as you can.
Extract number five.
Anything you need to do, you can basically do 80% of anything online. I got my apartment online. We never had to meet anybody like from the agency. They just said, this house is available. Go see it. We went to see it without anybody. And then we just said online, yes, we wanted. We paid money into an account. And then we went to pick up the keys at some like pickup point.
Now, listen again.
Example.
Here in Finland, people drink so much milk. Usually, especially grown-ups, don't drink milk like a glass of milk. Maybe I've seen people drinking milk in the morning, perhaps. But they'll drink milk here at lunch and dinner with their meal instead of water or juice or tea, milk, straight up cow's milk, and it's super weird.
Extract number one.
I'm very used in America to using a car every day to do everything. Go to work, go to the supermarket, or whatever. Just the thought of having to take a bicycle anywhere, I don't think that's even possible where I'm from in Panama. We don't have bike lanes, so, you know.
Extract number two.
Panama is always between 30 and 32 degrees Celsius. You know, it's very stable weather and it's very warm. Hot. It's not warm. It's hot. So for me, a hoodie was already kind of like a jacket. I would put it in the category of a jacket. But when I came here after going through winter and autumn and spring and summer, I have come to know that there are so many different kinds of jackets and types of weather and...
Extract number three.
If you're a doctor or a nurse or a teacher or, you know, whatever, it really doesn't matter what industry you're in unless you're a politician. I have seen people in every type of, profession with super colorful hair, piercings, even tattoos on their face, necks, whatever. And that is awesome. Because who cares, you know? If you want to go in pajamas to work, sure, why not?
Extract number four.
It is so easy to become independent from your parents here. It's ridiculous. People go to college and they'll already get their own student apartment or whatever, since they're 18 or 19. Back in Panama and in a lot of countries in Central America, and I think now in the US, it's becoming more and more frequent, that you just stay with your parents for as long as you can.
Extract number five.
Anything you need to do, you can basically do 80% of anything online. I got my apartment online. We never had to meet anybody from the agency. They just said, this house is available. Go see it. We went to see it without anybody. And then we just said online, yes, we wanted. We paid money into an account. And then we went to pick up the keys at some pickup point.
That is the end of part 2.